Hello, Symphony. Welcome to our morning devotionals. Today's chapter is Romans chapter 13. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Owe no one anything, except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is a fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Amen. Paul says, owe nothing to no one except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. To be honest, I was racking my brain trying to think of an example of owing someone something, and I was just having a very hard time. Well, I do have student loans and owe money, but I don't think Paul is saying to forgo paying back your loans and to just love my lenders. When I think about the people around me, all I could think of was owing them money if they bought me dinner. All it would take is a quick Venmo transaction to settle the bill. After praying for a bit, it finally hit me. Our culture actually focuses so much on not owing anyone anything. What I mean by that is, we want to be independent, don't we? We want freedom to do whatever we want to do. We don't want to be indebted to anyone. You may have heard people say things like, you don't owe them your time, energy, or resources. Live your own life and just forget about them. Or sometimes we may refrain from partaking in certain situations because of the fear that we might be indebted to them in the future. Does this sound familiar? Paul is saying, yes, owe them nothing. Accept love. Choose love. And funny enough, love in action often requires our time, energy, and resources. He's saying love one another. The commandments can be summed up simply to love your neighbor as yourself. Not only that, but Paul is saying, wake up, there is no time to waste. The day of the Lord is drawing near. So be slow to anger and quick to love. Perhaps there are certain people in your life that need a friend. Maybe someone you know is in need of an encouragement. Or perhaps you have a strained relationship that God is beckoning you to forgive, but you've been brushing it off. Maybe you may even regard them as your enemy. Now, it's easy to love those that are easy to love, but this passage applies to those that are hard to love too. Whoever it may be, we owe them love, not our own, but Christ. We are meant to reflect his love through our words, service, and giving. So what is your next step today? With that, maybe you feel stuck. Paul gives an answer to that too. He says, if you want to love, then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. In other words, confess your sins, cast off the desires of the flesh that lead to death, sexual sin, quarreling, jealousy, drunkenness, covetousness, cast them off and give no more provision to them. Instead, walk in the light, put on the armor of light, put on Christ. So here are some reflection questions for today. Who is God calling you to love? What is preventing you from loving them? And what can you do today to put on the armor of light? I'll repeat those one more time. One, who is God calling you to love? What is preventing you from loving them? And what can you do today to put on the armor of light? Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that because of your sacrifice on the cross, we have a way to true freedom, one filled with love that is not pending on our feelings or our faithfulness, but one that is everlasting and true, rooted in you. And that is the love that we want to embody today. As we reflect on the cross, may you turn our hearts to forgive others, for you have forgiven us. Help us to serve others humbly, for you have served us in that way. Help us to build up, encourage, and challenge others in love, because that is what you've done for us. God, you require nothing of us. You don't say that we owe you this and that to make up for what you've done for us, but all you ask is for us to respond in love to you and to others. So with that, we commit this day to you. May we rely wholeheartedly on you and seek you today so that we may live out a life of love to those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.